now it's time for us to meet our big sister, little sister of the month. And I've been really eager to just say hello to Sarita. Hello, Sarita.
Hi.
How old are you?
10 years old.
10? And it's nice to meet you. What community do you live in? Where do you live?
On the north side.
North side? Are you close? Manchester, Allegheny West, Central?
Brighton Heights.
That's not far from where I live. I live in Avalon. So, you know, you come to Bellevue and then Avalon, not too far. And can you tell me about your family? Who's in your family?
Just in my house.
Uh-huh. Well, whoever you'd like to mention, but who?
My mom, my brother Dale, and my brother Jose, and me.
So how nice to have a sister, because you wouldn't otherwise have a sister. How old are your brothers?
17 and 22.
Oh, how nice. So you probably, did they spend a lot of time with you? They're probably into boy stuff, guy stuff, I would think.
Yeah.
What do you like to do for fun?
Do hair and sing.
You like to do hair? Do you do beads, or what do you do?
I do ponytails, I do beads, I braid, I French braid. I do a lot of stuff in here. I like to do hair because it makes me feel good.
Wow, that's fun that you get to do all those things. What? How did you learn to do that?
My dad.
That's excellent. And you mentioned you like to sing, too. Do you sing in a chorus or choir?
I sing in ensemble at school, and I sing in a choir too.
Where do you go to school?
Allegheny.
Pittsburgh Allegheny, a traditional academy. Have you been in here before? In our studios?
No.
What grade are you in now?
Fourth.
Because we've recorded lots of stories from Pittsburgh Allegheny kids working with Miss Hudson. I don't know if you know Miss Hudson.
Yeah, she's my writing teacher.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't been. You will be one of these days if you haven't yet. But we have a lot of fun working with her and some of the other writing teachers there. Well, let's meet your big sister. Tell me about her before we let her talk. What's her name? Is Michelle Cahill. And how long have you two been together?
Since October.
So you guys are, and you already seem to have a great relationship. What can you tell me about her if you had to describe her for folks?
Well, there's a lot, but she's fun, she's funny, and she's funny, she's fun, and like when she does things, she makes me laugh, and when we do stuff together, it's like we're together just to have fun, and that's it.
You know, you mentioned funny a few times. It's nice when people can make you laugh, isn't it? And let me turn to Michelle. Hello.
Hi.
It's nice to talk to you, and I'm not going to demand that you make me laugh, but I'm curious if Sarita ever makes you smile or makes you laugh.
Absolutely.
And have you had a little sister before?
I actually have two biological little sisters, but this is my first match through Big Brothers Big Sisters.
And tell me what it's been like for you.
It's been great. Sarita and I have a good time. Like she said, every time we go out, we have tons of fun, and we just like to hang out together.
And when you hang out, what do you like to do? Is there a favorite sort of old reliable thing you'll do together if you're not doing something extra special?
I don't know. We like to go to the movies. We really like to just sit down and hang out, watch a couple movies. And lately we started scrapbooking. So every time we go and have a match outing, then we, you know, maybe our next outing we go and put all our stuff together in our scrapbook together.
That sounds fun to do that. Now, has Sarita done your hair yet?
Not yet.
Is that a possibility?
Yeah, it is a possibility.
I'm sorry, Chris. Dude,
I was gonna say, I think that's a picture for the scrapbook for sure.
Absolutely, that's the voice of Christine Pace for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And Michelle, do you work, or can you tell me more about your own life?
Sure, absolutely. I actually am a manager of an education program at a nonprofit downtown called Global Solutions Pittsburgh. And we deal with education and international relations. So that's what I do in my spare time.
Well, that's great. And Serena, have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
A hair designer.
I had a feeling you might like to do that. And I think you'd be very good at it because you have the gift to make people feel comfortable. You seem to be really good at that. Did you have a big brother or big sister in the past through Big Brothers Big Sisters?
No, this is my first match.
And in your match, it just happened back in October, so you can remember it pretty clearly. Were you excited about it or nervous about it? How did you feel as it happened? Do you remember, you probably were waiting to meet each other, right?
I felt kind of happy because I never knew about Big Brothers Big Sister until my friend told me about it. And so my mom signed me up, and like when they said they had a match for me, I got so happy and everything. I jump up and down and had a huge smile on my face. And when we went to go meet her, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the best day of my life. I was so happy.
What made you so happy?
That I got to see somebody that I can spend time with, and sat at my brother's, watched my brothers play football and all.
Is it easy to spend time together with Michelle? I mean, is it? I think a lot of people think you have to spend a lot of, make a lot of work at spending time with each other. What do you think? Is it? You know what I mean? Does it take a lot of effort, or is it just pretty simple stuff? And I'll throw that to Michelle too.
I think sometimes, just because Serena always has a lot of stuff going on, she has chorus, and you know, she's really involved in her church and things like that, and I, you know, everybody has their own things going on in their lives, but we always find time to hang out with each other, and on weeks that we can't hang out, we like to talk on the phone, and we'll talk on the phone for like an hour at a time during the week. So if we can't hang out, we'll talk, but we always try to make the effort to hang out, right?
Yeah. And that's, I guess what I mean is, hanging out doesn't mean you got to dress up or you got to have like big plans. You can just be yourself, right?
Have fun.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you both here. Is there anything else you would like to talk about or share? Anything in the world? The whole world's listening. I can see Sarita's eyes are turning here. You mentioned hairdressing. Do you want to own your own shop, do you think?
Yeah.
What would you call it?
Stylish.
Very good. Well, I don't know if you've been to the Children's Museum lately, but we have a pass for you that you can go through.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I have to reach into my drawer of patches, a radio broadcasting patch. When you go to the Children's Museum, there's actually a sewing machine in the make shop area, so you could sew that onto something, or you could do whatever you want.
Yeah, the last time we were here, we actually did the sewing machine. And we spent a long time there, and we made some clothes for her dolls, and we sewed together too.
Sweet. So. I had a feeling you would like doing that stuff because of how creative you seem to be. Christine, things going well at Big Brothers Big Sisters, and it sounds like you still have a lot of slots for kids. If kids are welcome, there's no long waiting list right now, right?
Right, right. That's a misconception at Big Brothers Big Sisters. Years ago, we did have a waiting list, but right now we do not have a waiting list, and we're anxious to get both bigs and littles. So on either side, if you're interested in getting your child involved, or if you're an adult out there listening, interested in being a big, you know, definitely give us a call, because we have lots of openings, and you know, we just want to make more happy matches like these two, and have some kids and adults get together and have some fun.
Excellent. I was thinking, can you see, if you look in the right hand of that, all the way to the right of that screen, Serena, can you see those numbers there? Like the first one's 36. Okay. In just a sec, can you help me do the weather in a second? I'm just going to have you say those numbers. I'll let you know when. Okay, we'll do the weather together. And I want to thank both Michelle and Serena for being here with us today.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. And Christine, thanks. And more information at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is available if you go to www.bbbspgh.org. ORG. I got it. Oh, no, it's the whole Pittsburgh. BBBSPittsburgh.org. Oh, I should have that memorized by now, you would think. BBBSPittsburgh.org. Or you can phone 412-363-6100. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger and Serena and Christine and Michelle and Andy. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUZ Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday. That's a long time to wait, Serena, to do the weather, all those stations to acknowledge. So the high today, 47 degrees, a 50% chance of rain. The low tonight, 34 degrees, freeze warning or watch, depending on where you live, a 70% chance of rain. Mostly sunny tomorrow, no rain in the forecast, 60 degrees for the high. And now we get to work together. So going sort of from top to bottom there, the temperature in Clarion, that's the top one, is what?
36 degrees.
And the temperature in Grove City?
36 degrees.
And in Indiana?
36 degrees.
Gets a little repetitious. How about in Washington?
43 degrees.
And in New Concord, Ohio?
44 degrees.
And how about right here in historic Allegheny Square?
40 degrees.
Thank you. What a great job you just did. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.